We left it outside till it cured in 2 or 3 days. It was chopped by hand and left in the field for a few days. And then it was bundled up and tied by hand. One fellow would go making the bundles, and another fellow would come tying them. Or one would tie, or two of them would just go along. Each fellow would do his own tying, and they'd get them all even sizes. And most of our hay was corn fodder. Mm-hmm. We'd leave the hay, and it was already pretty well cured because we'd leave the corn in the field till the ears ripened. Mm-hmm. And then when they were still a little bit soft, well, we'd pull them off and put them on a wire mm-hmm. under a shed. And it would stay there for a few days, and then it would dry, and then we'd be put in the bin, in the corn shed.
How would you tie the corn up, the fodder up?
With a string.
You'd tie it up into a...
bundle.
Uh-huh. And then you'd pile those up and...
We'd stack them or stand them up in the hay room.
What about if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year? You'd call that the...
second cutting, but we didn't have that kind of hay down here. Mm-hmm. You see, corn, once you cut it, it's through. You've got to mm-hmm. plant it again then.
How big a ranch did you have?
Well, where we had the dairy was about 80 acres, and it was, they would leave some of the stalks of corn in the field, and the cows would graze on it, mm-hmm. and then they'd plant the other piece to vegetables. We had an irrigation. We had a pump on the river, mm-hmm. and Bob would plant tomatoes and green beans and onions, and I think one year he planted carrots, mm-hmm. and they didn't do too good. He had to feed them all to the cows and the horses. Mm-hmm. Take that to Mama. Take this to Mama.
How much land do you have now?
I have 350 acres.
Mm-hmm. Just cattle? Land?
No. I haven't run any cattle on there since 67 or 8. Mm-hmm. Because when I began getting bad eyesight, well, I sold my cattle and put it back in row crops.
In
row crops. We plant cotton. Mm-hmm. and grain.
Now when you're working cotton and you have to get out there and sort of thin the cotton out with the hoe?
I don't do that kind of work. I never did.
Well, what do people say they're doing?
Chopping cotton.
Uh-huh. What kinds of grass?
They're not chopping the cotton, they're chopping the weeds out of the cotton. Uh-huh.
What kinds of weeds?
Well, Johnson grass and bitter weed and careless weed and I don't know one or two other kinds of weeds. I can't think of it right now. I can't think of the other grass. But most of the things that grow here are just like careless weed. And, hello?
What?
Let me open the door for you.
What?
Call Mike.
Michael, come here, Dad. I got something for you.
The places where you turn the cows out to graze, you call that
pasture.
Huh?
Pasture.
Uh-huh. What about a fenced-in place out in the pasture where you can leave the cows overnight to milk?
We didn't work it that way. We had a big corral. It was close to the house. And at night, the cattle would come up and we'd put them in, and we'd suckle the calves on them by hand, let them suckle a bit, and then they would be milked. Mm-hmm. And that milk was put in cans and left on the back porch. And